Becoming aware of the body in the posture that you have chosen, and allowing the mind to rest on the body just as the body rests on the cushion or other support beneath you. As you settle into this meditation, allow your feeling of the breathing in and breathing out to come to the fore. And if you like, taking one or two deeper than usual breaths for you, just so you can really feel very closely and intimately the sense of the breath entering the body in this moment, on the in-breath and releasing the air with carbon dioxide on the out-breath. And then just allowing the depth and pace of your breath to resume its easeful, natural cadence. And as we enter into this period of silent meditation, perhaps inviting a reconnection to the feeling of love in your heart, whether it becomes prominent in your awareness by a warm and intense feeling or experience, or if alternatively it's just a subtle, very, very subtle feeling of self-kindness, just inviting a touching into that quality of love in your heart, whatever it's like for you right now, however faint or grandiose it might be. And just breathing in and breathing out, and inviting or allowing that sense of love, kindness, self-compassion, and care to really be the foundation for this particular practice in this moment, as best you can. And having invited this sense of love and care to infuse your practice in this moment, now the invitation is to check in with your intentions for practicing mindfulness-based meditation at this time. Perhaps allowing just one or two thoughts, noting the thought, the intention, and then just letting go, trusting that this gentle invitation to remember some aspect of why this is important to you is enough for now. And now as you breathe in and breathe out, feeling the gentle way in which As we bring our attention to our breathing, we can just notice, is this a long breath or a short breath? Is it high in the chest, or can you feel it deep in the belly? And just noticing as much as you can about how this body is being impacted by a conscious breath. Sensing into the changing nature of each breath and of the body as you breathe in and out. Perhaps gradually feeling a sense of greater calm and relaxation as you allow yourself the nurturance of a gentle cleansing deep breath in, full, relaxing, releasing breath out. And as you allow the mind to gently scan the body and remember this flesh, skin, and bones comprised of the elements, earth, fire, water, and wind. And just as we're breathing in and out, feeling that wind quality, and the nourishment that comes with just resting in the sway and flow of a conscious breath. Allowing it to remind us of our place in the company of this very life. Resting here on this planet that is stable enough to support us in this moment beneath cushion and floor, the ground, the earth that we all share, every single human being living now and who's ever lived has shared this one earth and all of its elements that are flowing through this body, my body, yours. And so as we settle into this practice, allowing a reconnection, a remembering of how the experience of breathing is a manifestation of this precious life force. And the changing quality of the breathing as we release another breath. Begin with an in-breath, feel the middle, the expansion of the lungs and the motion of the body as we receive this breath, and then gently as we release, once again, feeling the changing nature of the body's diaphragm and other muscles and all of the moving parts relaxing rearward as we breathe fully out, changing impermanent nature of each breath, always inviting us to begin again. And perhaps also just gently noting the fact that each breath brings us awareness as well of the impermanence of this very life. And yet while we are here, we have an opportunity to make the very most of each moment, each day, So just checking in as we settle into this practice to note the ethical aspirations we bring to our efforts to bring mindfulness into the world. For many of us, it's summarized by a desire to, as best we can, minimize the suffering that any of our actions may create in the world. Starting by noting the ways that we suffer inwardly. So this internal mindfulness practice can support us in a kind of external mindfulness awareness that begins with noticing our own experience and deepening awareness of what causes more dissatisfaction and sadness, distress, dis-ease in the body. Becoming aware of the causes of this, what in Buddhist terms is called dukkha. And from that place, having more capacity to see when our actions, our thoughts, our speech, our livelihood, the efforts we make in the world might be contributing to more dukkha, greed, hatred, delusion, and other forms of distress for ourselves and also for others. So, as we think of these forms of dukkha and the unnecessary suffering caused by greed, hatred or aversion, delusion, ignorance, confusion, we are pointing towards some of what travels in shadow spaces and darker places. For many of us, we certainly don't seek to enact clinging that leads to greed or aversion or hatred or the kind of delusional states that can contribute to dis-ease in the world and in ourselves. But some of our own hidden habits, patterns, and conditionings may contribute to these troubles for ourselves and others. And so this practice is aiming at supporting us in noticing the different ways we might be contributing to unnecessary suffering and opening up the aperture on ways we can shift or transform those experiences into greater light, releasing craving, clinging, attachment that can, on the flip side, lead to aversion and hatred, clinging to what we find pleasurable, pushing away that which we find displeasing in some ways, or being confused and in a state of ignorance about how we're contributing to our misfortune and that of others. So mindfulness is about waking up to these dynamics and strengthening our resolve to meet the subtle pull toward reactivity in response or in regard of that which we find tempts us toward our usual habits and patterns of ways of relating, ways of thinking, and ways of being in response to things that trouble or delight us, because we can get into as much trouble by moving from wholesome to unwholesome states of delight, clinging too much to that which feels warm and comforting, disabling our ability to be with difficulty more effectively, to open the door to that which is almost predictably going to be discomforting at the initial stages as we get used to something new, a new way of thinking or being, new cultural manifestations, the stranger in our midst, the so-called other. And in this way, we can become aware that those things that have comforted us have kept us feeling a sense of safety, protection, and belonging, have too a shadow side sometimes of marking a line or a barrier against the welcoming of that which is different, the so-called other. And so we practice to deepen awareness, to deepen alignment of our actions and our ways of being in the world with our deeper aspirations, commitments, and values in the direction of contributing more ease and love to the world and less suffering. So from this place of settling into the body, feeling quality of love, attaching into your intentions and the ethical commitments you bring to the effort to live with more mindfulness, I invite you to recall gently a recent moment where you felt challenged by something that you've encountered in the world. Maybe in a conversation with another about current events, or in a reaction of a loved one to some gesture of yours. Maybe it didn't land in quite the way you had hoped. So as you recall this moment, and it could be any one of a number of things, I've just given a couple of examples. But the idea is to touch into something that is moderately charged, but not perhaps the most uncomfortable moment, as we want to remain within our window of tolerance for this practice. But allow yourself to feel some of the unpleasant feelings associated with this moment. See if you can really locate where you are sensing them in your body right now. Perhaps give a little bit of description to those unpleasant feelings. It might be a tightness in the chest, or a kind of a feeling of a sinking feeling in your belly, or your jaw might be getting a little clenched, or you might be breathing a little bit high up in the chest now, feeling flush. The invitation now with this practice is to just notice one way in which the body is really feeling the residue of this unpleasantness that you're recalling in the mind's eye. Seeing if you can really just stay with it just for a few moments. Breathing in and out. Being curious about this sensation, this feeling in the body, or this feeling tone in the mind. And as best you can, and to the degree that you can, just seeing if you can breathe in and out, noticing the space within which these sensations, feeling tones arises. There is this space that is holding, or that's sort of just here beneath the feeling tone. And so what we're inviting is just very granular curiosity about the ways that our feelings, the bodily sensations that accompany distress, distressing thoughts, encounters, how those feelings, if we allow them the time, the space, they are not static. So the invitation is to just notice any changes in those feelings that we'd identified as we sit and breathe in and out, maybe taking a slightly deeper than normal breath or not. Seeing if you can open up to more of the sense of spaciousness that holds these feelings and so much more. Perhaps inviting a reminder of the earth element, or inviting the sense of the self as like the earth, capable of holding this challenge, this difficulty, and so much more. These experiences coming and going, flowing, perhaps like a river, we might have the image of a river of experience into which this difficulty is simply one flowing, bubbling expression of so much life. And if, as we allow this moment to be experienced in this intimate way, if we're feeling any particular difficulty, the invitation is to bring compassion to yourself and kindness, to acknowledge this incident that you're recalling is an example of a difficult moment in your life. You are not alone in feeling these kinds of difficulties, and therefore allowing a recollection of the fact that to be human is to experience painful moments in which we feel misunderstood, disregarded, saddened. So just allowing this experience to help reconnect you to your common humanity, your being alive with other human beings who would empathize with you if they knew what you were going through, and for whom you can extend empathy as you will meet similarly suffering human beings along the road of your life from here. So as we bring this meditation to a close, just allow an infusion of kindness, loving kindness, compassion to meet all that has come forward for you in this meditation. The feelings of distress, the feelings of perhaps some ease as you've noticed the shifting, changing, impermanent quality and nature of even these feelings of distress, or perhaps even of the feelings of ease. Those feelings of distress are an example of the kind of shadow that travels alongside every human life, the shadow, the dark moments. And those feelings of ease and transition into something more spacious is an example that exemplifies the quality of light, the warmth, the loving heart like the sun that exists in all human beings, and it may be in all things. So allowing the images, the thoughts, the emotions that have arisen to perhaps on the next out breath just be released and relaxed and dissolved. And just allowing yourself to come back to the sense of spacious mind. Mind like the sky. And just rest in this sense of openness as you breathe in and out. Feeling the aliveness of this moment. And feeling with each new breath the possibility to begin again and to choose to move in the direction of wholesomeness, goodness, and as much light and warmth as you're able to hold.